It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. The family of one of the victims at Evergreen High School has released a public statement for the first time. They did not provide their names, but through the sheriff's office, they said the victim is a 14-year-old boy who chose to confront the shooter to allow other people time to escape. He was shot at close range and ran to a recreation center where he got life-saving services from an EMT firefighter who was working there. That's according to the statement. They say the boy has gone through multiple surgeries and is still hospitalized. Nearly 80 animals were seized from a Brighton home late Wednesday as part of an animal cruelty investigation. The State Agriculture Department and Adams County Sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant at the home. Snakes, sugar gliders, hedgehog mice, and rats were removed and placed in the care of the Riverdale Animal Shelter. No arrests were made as the investigation is ongoing. And a new study finds the iconic white bark pine, which spans Colorado and the Mountain West, could lose most of its habitat due to climate change. As Caleb Radel with the Mountain West News Bureau reports, scientists say the loss could impact wildlife and people.
High in the Rockies and Sierra Nevada mountains, the windswept white bark pine has stood for centuries. But now, rising temperatures imperil its future, even though it's federally protected as a threatened species. By mid-century, up to 80% of its habitat could disappear. Diana Tomback is a researcher at the University of Colorado, Denver. She says squirrels, grizzly bears, and birds, like Clark's Nutcracker, rely on its seeds.
The tree also acts like snow fences, keeping water flowing downstream by slowing snowmelt over the summer months, and this benefits farms, ranches, and towns.
Tomback says most of the tree's future habitat will likely be in national parks and wilderness, places that are protected, but where restoration is harder to do. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR.